there will be a public hearing of a decision made by the Planning Commission to recommend to the Assembly that the industrial zone be retained for the area of Jones Point. There had been two petitioners, Tokchinook Watershed Council and also Alaska Mountain Guides, who own property in that area. And one property does have just the industrial zone. The other property is a mixed rural use and industrial. So they petitioned the Planning Commission to rezone. I think many people know that Tokchinook Watershed Council had purchased that property, and they now have a conservancy on it. The Nature Conservancy has a covenant that it will never be developed for industrial, and is basically used for, it's just basically conserved as it is, or preserved. The Tokchinook wanted to put trails, recreational trails in the area, and that's kind of what generated the petition to change the zone, because trails are not allowed in an industrial zone. So the Planning Commission has upheld the zoning and is recommending to the Assembly that it not support the applicants, and that it support the Planning Commission to retain that property as industrial.
And we are on the second public hearing of the budget for yes. the next fiscal year.
Yes.
Are there any updates, any changes that have been made over the last few weeks that you want to bring?
There are two that have to do with revenue. One of them, actually three with revenue. One of them is an increase of $250,000 that we just received notice today, May, that the Department of Community and Regional Affairs has sent us a notice that the federal program that funds secure rural schools, which is a general fund source of revenue, we had budgeted it at $125,000 based on a formula that we were given. And then we just received word that, we're giving you $376,000, which is $250,000 more than we expected. So I'm hoping that the Assembly will be in agreement with me to put that money towards the school, the pool, gutter, locker room, shower room, floor replacement project that has been dogging us for 10 years.
The Assembly is set to address this, what is sounds like currently a stalemate over the differing site conditions at the harbor.
I will bring to the Assembly a report of how we have progressed and where we have stopped in the progression of settling the claim with the Pacific Pile and Marine, our contractors for the construction of the boat harbor. Yes, we are at an impasse, and I'm recommending that we move into mediation. And I do that with a heavy heart, because I would very much like to see this settled. And of course, this is a next step to actually have another person who's unaffiliated participate in helping us come to a resolution. But we are a long way up. We're ball fields apart.
Speaking of legal things, yes. Gotten some responses to the RFP.
Oh yeah, we had seven legal firms, including our current legal firm, have applied to be considered for our legal firm, which they become an officer of the borough. I have not included in the packet a analysis of any of the firms. I will hope to have that information available to the Assembly, and my recommendation will be that it move into a committee, so that a committee can analyze it and reevaluate the various applicants, and then make a recommendation to the full Assembly.
And the Public Safety Commission has requested
right.
That the borough explore
Bow wow.
a police dog.
They have requested the Assembly to consider going forward with the to research the availability and the whole program of bringing a dog into town. Dogs are used for the interception of illicit drugs, basically, and the community does recognize it's got several portals here. The staff has identified a source of funding, so we will see if the Assembly supports that program, then we'll move forward.